Welcome, guys, to the Waffle Mafia Podcast number 2. I am Aaron Johnson, Lucky Legends, the Wiz, the Wizard, whatever you want to call me. It's all good. So we're here for Waffle Mafia Podcast number 2. So this time we're going to flow into things a little bit differently than we did last week. Last week was sort of introduction to the podcast and what this was going to be about and what we're going to do. So what I've got you guys queued up on chat. So if anybody is in the YouTube chat and wanting to rap with me, hop in there, please. I definitely want to talk to you guys. So anybody who's listening, appreciate you guys coming. Thanks for jumping in for the Waffle Mafia Podcast number 2. The Waffle Mafia Podcast is going to be your weekly podcast, 30-minute rundown of everything waffle-related and what's going on with the Waffle Mafia and in the groups in general. So for anyone who doesn't know, Waffle Mafia consists of several different groups, and we'll talk about some of those later. Started out doing some giveaways together and doing some things online, build a community. Grew into what we call the Waffle Mafia these days, and we're headed towards some pretty exciting things that we've been working on as a group. All you got to do to be a part of the group is be part of the group. Come out, hang out, chat, talk, post anything Masters. It's all about the love of Masters. So what I was going to talk about this week, we'll recap last week. So as far as waffles go, of course, we did Thirsty Thursday, as always. Thirsty Thursday, we did a little different. We kind of paired something else, like father-son night. So I had some classic figures and also had their vintage counterparts. So it was father-son night. We did a Moss Man. We did a Stratos. Who else did we have in there, guys? There was Skeletor. So we had an Intergalactic Skelly and a Mosquitor. So those were given away. Those were kind of the main prizes. You guys know how I do. I like to get you guys in there and get to having a good time and then just let the lagers flow and we'll waffle, bro. So that's how it goes. First of all, a little tradition, y'all. We'll do a pause for the calls. We won't promote anybody in any way, but we'll get it underway. What else did we do this week? So Thirsty Thursday, we did that. There were a couple other things that was going on. Yawn. Thanks, Rudman. Oh, I see how it is. Ruddy gives me the yawn. Okay. I'm sorry, Rudd. I'm going to try to spice it up for you. You were missing out on waffles this week, man. This is your chance. This is where we fill you in on what's going on, bro. But no, man, I appreciate you jumping in, Rudd. It's always awesome to have you along, man. Ruddy buddy, old St. Rudd, thanks for jumping in, man. Joe Motto says he'll be home in a few, and I appreciate that, Joe. We'll see you soon, too. But also, waffle-wise, what we did this week on Saturday, the big prize, the thing that we jumped out with was Molar versus Skeletor. And so still have that here. Molar versus Skeletor, and you say, oh, my God, he's still not shipped stuff. Actually, guys, all of the stuff up to this point has shipped. Everything shipped today had another $87 shipping bill. But, hey, man, you know, what the hell. we get it out there. So I appreciate your patience with everything, guys. I work a lot, and I'm sorry. You know, excuses. But so we did a Molar and Skeletor, and, of course, you guys know how glorious that piece is. Absolutely beautiful. And so we did that. This went to Jakey B. So Jakey B, as you guys know, is in the group, also a member of the Waffle Mafia himself. He is our resident band member, traveling artist, singer. So Jakey B had asked for me to hold on to that for him till he got home from Floyd Fest. So Jakey B back, and we'll get that on the road to him also. So other than that, that was kind of the big thing on Saturday that we did. We've had a lot of exciting things go on this week and a couple of things that I wanted to talk to you guys about. And I know there's a lot of people excited about those things, and they were going to come on and talk about it. But unfortunately, like I said, work kind of messes things up. It messed things up for him, too. But he said it was absolutely cool. Go ahead and promote it. Let's talk about it. So I'm going to save that for just a little bit later. We'll talk about that before we hop off here. Let's see what else we got. What's going on, Macho Man and Rock? Get a little pause for the calls, Johnson. That's right. I'll take that. Ruddy Rudd says he's still waiting on that poster. 9 months. That's too funny. What up, Stevie Alphabet? Alphabet's in the room. What's going on, buddy? Good to see you guys. So the character that I wanted, and what we're going to do, if you missed the thing last week, each week we're going to spotlight a character. If we talk about that character during the podcast that week, then good possibility that person is going to show up in a waffle that week. So I'm going to try to do it that way, tease it up a little bit. And then the way that that'll work also will be there's always a piece of trivia that I throw out there during the podcast. So we'll throw out a little piece of trivia. And then for anybody that can, when I throw it out there on Waffle Day and we're doing that particular thing, I'll ask a piece of trivia and somebody can get what's called a shot on me. So, you know, that's – that gets you in the waffle for free for those of you guys who are not aware of how it works. So a little shot on me. That gets you one spot, gets you up close for the show, but everybody likes that front row. Get that on that spin. Appreciate it, guys. We'll pause for the calls again. So the character that I want to talk about tonight, I didn't really have a huge attachment to, I think, as a kid, as far as having this great memory about this character or something that really stuck out about that person to me, other than the fact that she's jaundiced. So, you know, Evil Lyn, and here she is here, classics version Evil Lyn, as, you know, of course, as everybody has seen or heard at one point or time, somebody call her jaundiced Evil Lyn. Yellow-skinned Evil Lyn, which had magical powers, always had her pearl staff, so, or magic wand, as some people would put it. It's a staff. But so Evil Lyn, to me, when I was growing up, I had the vintage figure, but there really wasn't a huge attachment to her in any way. In my mind, it was always just He-Man had a girl on his side, you know, so it made sense that Skeletor had a girl on his side. So I guess I just attributed it that way, you know, when I was young, I like to pair people up and so forth, character. But so that's just always the way I looked at it with her. And, you know, she was just always the acceptable person to fight against Teela. So when I was a kid, I played with him that way. You know, this was Skeletor's witch and here's He-Man's goddess, and here we go. So, but a very diverse character, a whole lot of stuff about Evil Lyn that if you really dig into who she is and the things that make up her character, if you look across the whole entire canon, she is a very diverse character. There's a lot of interesting things about the person that she is, the things that make up her character, and also the ways that she's portrayed, and she's portrayed in a lot of different ways in different stories. So Stevie Alphabet, that's funny. 2000X Evil Lyn for the win, and I'll go ahead and spoil it, my friends. So that's what I'm talking about. You know, this is one that I definitely have been wanting to do, to get out there, and she's fun, man. If you look her up, she's worth quite a bit. She's a pretty cool character. But yeah, 2000X imagining of Evil Lyn, and of course on here called Battleground Evil Lyn, which is, you know, that's cool and whatnot. But it goes in line with the Teela figure, but at the same way, they're in the same stance with who she is. Battleground Evil Lyn, they give the bio here on the back. I mean, some people accept in the bio, some people are not. That's where John's picked up his annoying rhyming. That's funny, man. Thank you, Roman. I appreciate that, too. You've been so sweet this week, Ruddy. I love that. But so Evil Lyn, going to do a 2000X, and that's a throwback to the 2000X character reimagining in the classics line. And so that was one of the things that about her when she was portrayed very differently. Of course, starting out, we have the yellow skin, jaundice, evil Lynn. In the Filmation series, she was not like the yellow skin counterpart. She was colored much the same way that she is there. So it's the Filmation look. Of course, we've got a Filmation looking evil Lynn, hopefully coming down the road. But on further in who she is, German Inter-Condor Motu books, all of them, when you look across all of the different canons, she pretty much does the same thing. In some cases, she has the ability to turn into Screech and transform herself using her magic. Most of the time, it focuses on her magic using the staff. She can use it with or without. She can shoot beams out of her hands. She can disguise herself. Evil Lynn is very talented in manipulation. And as always being Skeletor's right-hand man, so to speak, Evil Lynn's interesting in a sense because you always almost associate her as a love interest. And in some ways, she has been established as that. If you follow the canon of Keldor and who Keldor is and that story, even 2000X hints to a love interest between Keldor and Evil Lynn. So if you follow along that, she's very complex in the sense that she's very loyal to Skeletor in a way. But she never leaves you a doubt in your mind that she could challenge him in some way, that out of all of the other evil warriors, she probably has the most power. And I always felt that way about Shadow Weaver too. So when you looked at Evil Lynn versus, you know, Skeletor's minions versus the Horde, I associated Evil Lynn, and again, on the same power level as Shadow Weaver. So, So with Evil Lynn and across the canons and the way that she's portrayed, she has lots of different powers, lots of different things that she can do. You have cookies on the dark side. I like cookies, Ruddy. Can't you tell? Little pause for the calls. What the hell? A little annoying rhyming for Ruddy Rudd. Appreciate it, bud. Cut it on and off like a light switch. It's weird. Really disgusting. But anyway... So we had the early stories where she's turning into Screech, and she has the ability to change into the bird and drops the bombs. Of course, Screech then presented as a different character later on as far as a separate character. But I do associate that with Evil Lynn because in the early tellings, some of the audiobooks, it would show Screech coming in, and that was without Evil Lynn. But I still kind of put the two together. I don't know, the color scheme with Screech seemed to be the same, and I associated it. I was totally cool with it. Other things that she's been able to do, she's always been at Skeletor's right hand, been depicted as his right-hand man at times. The UK Motu comic magazine's the same thing. There was one storyline that I kind of thought was odd. It shows that she was from Earth, and that she was a scientist who traveled along with Marlena Glenn. And as she came into Eternia, you know, she actually had scientists with her. And so as far as that canon or that telling goes, I don't know about that. I don't necessarily need that. I like the 2000X telling. I like that. I don't even mind the faceless one being her father. So I just think that's perfectly fine. So Roman, you would think Evil Lynn would be the one to take over Snake Mountain. Yeah, to me, that makes a lot more sense than Jitsu because, honestly, she's always seemed like the one that had the most power compared to Skeletor and oftentimes more intelligent than him. And especially in the 2000X series, it's like she was way more intelligent. And I know a lot of people are not big fans of Eternity War and how that played out. And we'll talk about that in just a second, but Evil Lynn's been, as far as power goes, she's always vying for power and she's always fighting to get power. And I just feel like that was always her MO, more so than being with Skeletor. So, yeah, one Earthling is enough. I agree with that. And see, I'm not even the biggest fan of the He-Man half Earthling telling. And I know that ripples a lot of things, but you know, I'm accepting to a lot of things a lot of different ways. But I don't know. Like you said, I definitely don't need. I don't need any more Earthlings in the story. And I agree with you, Alphabet. I think, to me, Jitsu in ruling Snake Mountain and establishing himself over all of the other characters, especially when I think about Chopper and how Chopper was presented. If Chopper is the guy who's taking over Snake Mountain, so I don't even know what in the F's going on up there. I mean, it made a lot more sense for me. I mean, honestly, I like the fact that Evil Lyn, back to the discussion on Evil Lyn, but Evil Lyn actually was betraying Skeletor and unleashing the Snake Men. So she was having a hand in trying to unleash the Snake Men. So she's very devious and always up to some crazy plot. But I think, as far as canons go and the things that one Filmation cartoon appearance, for Jitsu or for Chopper, and then, yeah, he would have been an awesome MYP character, and you could have totally explored that character, and I would have been totally pumped up about that, because I'm not saying I reject the idea that he could be the ruler after Skeletor, but you gotta establish him way better than that for me, as far as being smarter than Trappy, smarter than Beastman, smarter than Triclops, especially, I think, would have some, you know, say-so in that. But, yeah, I mean, again, I keep getting off track because y'all get me pumped up about stuff. But, like, I could see that out of his character if it was developed better. And MYP, out of anybody, if they could have done it, yeah, an army of ninjors. I think ninja is seriously like an army builder if you keep the mask on. I mean, there could be millions of them. They're all claw-toed, and who knows why, you know. But Evil Lyn had something to do with it, some kind of spell. But so I thought it was cool the way she's portrayed in the Star comics. She has a hood, and it's a purple hood, and it's actually years into the future. Without He-Man, Evil Lyn stood by Skeletor's side as he ruled Eternia from Castle Grayskull. At some point, she began wearing a hooded cape. Evil Lyn greatly enjoyed her position of power. Of course she did. Of course she did. She likes all kinds of positions, and power is one of them. Pause. But, one that what's going on? Hi, from Puerto Rico. I wonder if that's my boy Hoyto Rico from Puerto Rico. What's going down? Yeah, the Icon comic. That was killer, dude. I agree with that, Alphabet. Yeah, Triclops was also more into, I think MYP, as far as a, you know, I won't say, oh my gosh, that's my ultimate. It's definitely not, because I love the mini comics and that kind of thing. But man, that is the absolute next best step. And they were the most spot on and most, you know, nailed it, tried to be respectful to the past, tried to pay homage to all of it. I MYP, man, if it could have just kept going and kept going, I think there were some solid stories coming out of that. I didn't agree with everything, but the way that they nailed the characters for the most part, and we've talked about it before, I don't like the hulking idiot characters. I don't like the hoo-hoo, like Clawful. I don't need that. But going back to Evil Lyn, my next probably favorite portrayal, I guess, outside of MYP is the 87 film, man. And so, yeah, I would really love for us to get that figure at some point or another. I know that PowerCon this time, I think Meg Foster's going to be there. You know, how cool would it be to talk to her? And, you know, even if she's cool about being Evil Lyn, that's awesome. But even if she's not, I mean, whatever, man, it's Evil Lyn. So the way that she comes off in that movie, Foster's on it, they nailed it. They absolutely nailed it, because she nailed that part. She was Evil Lyn, and she was cold and she was calculating, and she almost took Skeletor's the brunt of his anger, and she took it in stride, and never let it show that, you know, he was getting to her. So the adoration, same way. You never really saw a change. It was a stoic, calm, cool, calculating, the way that I would expect her to be. You know, I expect her to be very intelligent, very calculating, and leading the group. So, yeah, and movie Evil Lynn was hot, too. So there's always that. The outfit, I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. It's Evil Lynn. But so the whole thing, I mean, it was just, if we could get that figure, Rudd, I agree with you, man. We need that. Like, we need all of those movie figures. And I really hope that if we could hear something at PowerCon, I mean, guys, I wouldn't hold my breath. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that's something that is even going to be out there as a possibility. But they do have, they have assembled the cast of those folks together, and I think it's interesting that they're all going to be there. This is the 30-year anniversary of the movie, so we're actually in the 30th year from that, the PowerCon following that. So I just think it would be interesting to hear some things about that and hear, you know, maybe they're announcing some stuff for the new movie. I hope not. if they want to tell us about some movie figure rights and they want to have her standing there next to her Evil Lynn Classics figure, now that'd be solid. We'll waffle that bitch. But so, you know, I don't know. That telling of her, the way that she's portrayed there, and of course, seeing it as live action, that's always awesome. It's hard to say, you know, that, oh my gosh, that's the definitive Evil Lynn, but it's definitely striking because it is live action. But beyond that, I mean, of course, we have in the classics in 2008, we got this bad boy. We got the John DeSteve Lynn who came, you know, early on there. And she's beautiful and glorious. Absolutely cool. She comes with her staff and all that good stuff. Mine doesn't have it, but that's my personal one. We also got, like I said, the girl that I most want to talk about, Battleground Evil Lynn. So dare say she hit the griddle this week. Tomorrow, of course, Thirsty Thursday. But so there that is, and we'll talk about that as we go. And other than that, let's see, what have I got? I appreciate you guys coming to hang out with me. Oh, the big announcement of the week. What was it we needed to talk about? We've got the most powerful auctions, and that is the thing that I most wanted to talk to you guys about tonight. Johnny Miz, and of course, as a member, capo of the Waffle Mafia, and the fella who was ahead of me and getting the things going and getting things rolling when we first got started, it was, of course, David the God Waffler and myself and John, and John and myself. So as things have evolved and things have changed, obviously we've had to do some different things. And one of the different things that has been able to be accomplished and has come out of these groups and evolved is Most Powerful Auctions. So on Facebook, look up Most Powerful Auctions. Of course, it's eBay.com. We don't want to make anybody mad. We don't really want to ruffle too many feathers. So we would rather direct you to Most Powerful Auctions. And then once you get there, you check the page out, you can see what it is and what it does. But let's just say that it is another page where a collector might be inclined to share something for an auction. And if they did so, perhaps would be cheaper than other outlets in which you might do so. So Most Powerful Auctions, if you want to check that out, please do. Of course, the Waffle Mafia. And I want to show this to you guys. Pretty proud of these things. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely beautiful. Adam Wiles, Wally Cat, appreciate you doing that. Oh, E-Daddy was on with me last week. He won him one this week. Got a white one to go along with his black one. So giving some of these out in the waffles as well. So Waffle Mafia sticker for your ride, and you can get that thing on the side. Got this beautiful bad boy back here. We talk about him sooner or later, maybe a little bit later on. But other than that, back to Most Powerful Auctions. Check that page out. And, of course, Lucky Legends, if you're not a member there, please check it out. La Wheel with Huito Rico, our brother from another mother. Check out popculturenetwork.com. And much love to Dirt. I appreciate you doing this thing and setting it up time-wise. Thanks to everybody who listened. Appreciate you guys coming out. Thanks for hanging with me. We talked about Evil Lynn. We did that thing. We had a pause for the calls. We did some annoying rhymes. And we had us a little bit of brotherly time. So appreciate you guys doing that thing with me. And, one last thing. I don't know if you guys have heard of this thing or not, but there's a mega waffle tonight, guys. And it's happening over at Lord of Destruction Waffles. So mega waffle tonight. All the God Wafflers back in the building. Be sure to go over there and check it out. It's 5 and 10 and get it in. And we'll talk to you guys later. I appreciate it. We'll see you. Peace.